That's a leader, you know. So you're in the right place. You're in the right place. You're moving with God. Just keep looking to him. He's with you. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. And he'll go as far with you as you want him to go. And he'll do great things with you as much as you can believe to do them. And he's with you. And he's leading you. And he's protecting you. And, yeah, so keep expecting every day great, great things, you know. I just love it because there's no respecter of persons with God wherever we are in life, whatever background we come from, whether we've got loads of people around us or none. You know, God is with us, and that makes us the majority in every situation. And God always takes care of us, you know. So when people reject you, you've already been accepted. You know, you're accepted in the blood. You've got thousands of brothers and sisters, millions. And you can have more as well. And there's many people waiting to hear the words that only you're going to speak from God through you. He's going to give you the word to speak through your mouth to them. Only the ones that you can touch, because you're there. I'm not there. You're there. And so you're very powerful. Like, and we got to believe this about ourselves because we are as Christ is. So let's really believe who we are in Christ. Let's really take it seriously. Every day, take it seriously. When you wake up, thank God it's another day. Doesn't matter how you feel, because you know God is your sufficiency in all things, and he's going to take care of you in all things. And so really, we've got to have a high level of expectation and an urgency, like an urgency for the laborers, an urgency to see the work, you know, an urgency to see a lot more things happen than we actually are. I don't want to just be playing soon fellowship for the rest of my life, you know. I want to be seeing the things. I want to be active amongst the people. You know, walking, Jesus was out amongst the people as God led him in that situation. And like, you know, when we look in Nepal and India, they're out amongst the people, many people. And there's many people around here. We, as God leads us, it is. It's not just go out, it's as we're led. And we can, you know, if we pray for the open doors, God can start opening doors for us. If we pray to open the doors so that we can go out and about in our towns, far believe me, we don't want to do anything in our own strength. But, you know, give me stuff to do. You know, give me, put people around me that want to hear your words. I got your word living in me. It needs to come out. You know, it's no good just being inside me. It needs to be outside of me, from my actions, from my thinking, from my speaking. So give me your before ordained works. I want to be working, God. I want to be seeing the things. I know this life is short in the brevity of eternity. Our life here is short, so we want to have maximum impact. We don't want Christ to come back just yet, right? We want to see a few more souls saved. We want to see a few more people healed and delivered and restored to God and restored in their relationships, restored in their faith, restored in their health, restored in their strength. This is what we're about. It's not about us. It's about God and bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to people that are lost and bringing the truth, because there's so many half-truths. There's so many things that sound good and are not good. And people are being led down the wrong path, you know. But we got to be bold. That's what, you know, there's no fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind to be the leaders and believers and the sons and daughters he's called us to be. To be. You know, God wants us to manifest his power. He wants us to manifest his wisdom and his love. He wants us to show the world that he's at work within us, you know, that he can work in them also if they believe. And God is into not just saving one, he's into saving households. He wants the whole household to be saved. When we see in the book of Acts and we see through the, you know, even in the gospel, households were saved. Households would come to God. They will receive eternal life. And whatever happened to them after that is not recorded, or maybe some of those things are recorded. But he wants households. We got to remember, it's not just the one. Yeah, it's one. But through that one, millions will come. Households. Let's expect that. India. Households come. I remember when Danny ministered in Punjab to the boy that was mute. His whole household come when he got deliverance. You know, he got healed of that being dumb. And the whole, there's about 50 people in his family all turned their heart to God. They all come to the one true God, practicing. Not just, oh yeah, we believe God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and confessed it with them. They're living it. So we've all believed, we've all confessed, we've all believed in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, right? All of us has believed that and we confess Jesus as Lord. But it's a lot more than just that. You know, it's the practice of that confession. It's the practice of that faith. It's the practice of walking with God. Because we really can go to God like Jesus went. The relationship our Lord Jesus Christ had, we can have. with our Heavenly Father. We've been reconciled to God. We got the direct access. We're always before Him. So we need to start thinking of ourselves, like, think of yourself as He is. You're not taking anything away from Jesus to think as He is, that I'm like it, I'm exactly the same as Him. Look in the mirror, that's Jesus, you know? As He is, so are we in this world. God said it, through His prophets, through His men and women of God, as He is. And we're accepted in the Beloved. We're righteous, we're justified, just like He is. Just as Jesus is righteous, so are we. We're sanctified, just like Jesus was sanctified. We're redeemed, just like Jesus. He's redeemed us because of His obedience. He could have blown it. He could have given up. He could have said, no, I'm not going through it. But God empowered him in his own heart as well to freely from his own heart. So no, not my will, but thy will be done. And God was able to get him through that. God can get us through anything. And we just got to be bold. And we've got to really reckon our old life dead. Our old habits, the way we think, our families. Really, like, you know, we love our families and everything. I'm not saying you don't, you know, take any time for your family. What I'm saying is that when you really got God first, and God will bring you to that place where you start to realize where you've really got Him first, then the great things can start to happen. And I believe we're on a precipice of amazing things in UK, in Europe, and in USA. And in USA, it's going to go woof, like a nuclear bomb. The word of the Jehovah will explode all the way through every town, city in the US of A. You know, it's going to have, God's going to have His way before anything else happens in there. And then that's going to have a knock-on effect. Revival, if you want to call revival like they say in the churches, that's happening here in UK. That's happening here in Europe. We're going to see an explosion. It's just suddenly, like the day of Pentecost, they were where they needed to be. And that's where we need to be, where God wants us to be. And God wanted them to be together and not to depart from Jerusalem. And because of their obedience, and then they spent time in what? Prayer, praising God in their own time. They were together, fellowshipping, breaking bread, even before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, suddenly they came cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. They were clothed in righteousness. So now when God seen these guys, He seen Christ. They were clothed in the robes of Christ and the righteousness. They were clean, pure, accepted, beloved, shining. And devils trembled. Devils ran. The devil had to come up with some schemes to try and get people not to believe this was true. Ah, what's this? They're all drunk. You know, and then Peter, with great boldness, when he had fear before, he was afraid of the Jews, afraid of what might happen to him. He denied Jesus 6 times, didn't he? But God restored him with that Holy Spirit, man, he had power. He had the extra gears to live life. Like lots of people only got 4 gears in life. We got 7 or 8, and we got an override too, the speaking in tongues. So we're in the fast lane. We got to see ourselves as a man thinketh. How do you see yourself? Well, I'm just Jane, or I'm just Ethel, or I'm just Kathy Clark, or I'm just Jason, or I'm just Frank. You know, I'm just Rebecca, I'm just Fan, oh, I'm just me, you know. No, you're Christ. You know, Jane Christ, Katy Christ, Sakina Christ, Jason Christ, Danny and Amber Christ, Mango and Human Christ, Tony Christ, everyone Christ, Carl Morton and Britt Christ, Ethel Christ and Ethel's mum Christ. We're powerful, you are world changers. I keep saying this, you are world changers. We just got to believe it. The more you say it, the more your faith is being built in those areas. You know, and we got the words and ministry of reconciliation. So we got the authority to speak. And we got the authority to reconcile through the words that God gives us to speak. So we need to use that. We need to use that spiritual. The spiritual ability is not just speaking in tongues. It's speaking by the Spirit. Where we can understand, like you said, Jane, when you're speaking in tongues, you can't understand a word you're saying, but we know we're benefiting from it, right? Because God wouldn't give us anything that's not going to benefit us. So, but it's the speaking by the Spirit. And then it's the demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power, because we're not going to people with our knowledge. We're not going to people with, well, I know this, and I know this man, and I know that woman of God, and I know this man of God. No, we are as Christ. We just... I know Christ. I know God. I am as He is. You know, I only do my Father's business. We should be saying that. I seek to do His will. See yourself as Jesus, living in this earth, praying like He prayed, walking like He walked, talking like He talked. Let your words be with authority. Let your words be with power. You know, this is a pep talk. Like, you know, this is a pep talk for the leaders. Come on, this is, you are leaders. We should all be speaking very powerfully, you know, letting God work in us. Not looking at our own ability or our own efforts or our own lack of words. Because God's got plenty of words to give you. And these words are quick and they're powerful and they're sharp and they're alive. And if a humble heart is before you, the heart is set ablaze with thankfulness. The heart is set ablaze with peace. Clarity and thinking can come to one's mind so that they can receive the things that they need. And when someone acts out on the encouragement that's been given, like through this meeting here, if someone acts out, receives the word gladly, continues steadfastly with it, and practices those things, you're going to see change. You're going to see results. You are. And it's when you do it with all of your heart, there's, you know, there's, it's evident. When we do everything with all of our heart, when we're sold out to God to do these things, and there's no one stopping us, and we're not allowing anyone to stop us, then the evidence of the blessings of power of God will be manifested. When we honour God with our substance, we talked about this Thursday. I put the Thursday sharing up on the website today. You know, there's a lot about honouring God in there. And it's still one of the most powerful things to teach and encourage and to get a right understanding so we can do it with the right heart so that we can be benefited. Just like speaking in tongues, we can be benefited. You know, it's not, oh yeah, well I can speak in tongues, I understand about it. No, do it with the heart. Why does God really want you to do it? What am I benefiting from it? Practice it. Practice makes perfect. Same with the honouring God. Same with the connecting. When you come to connect, come with heart. If you've got an opportunity and a blessing to connect someone, you are blessed. I never had no one to connect to before, but then God gave me someone to connect to where I could learn. So I take full advantage of that connection. And that's what I would encourage each one of you to do. Take full advantage of your connection. Don't take it for granted. Use it. You know, use it because you can lose it. You know what I mean? When I lost my connection, where I was connected many years ago, I was on my own, mate. I tell you, no matter what I done, no matter how I prayed and studied and done all these things, it wasn't the same until God humbled me and then showed me. Because He loves me and He cares for me. And He loves and cares for you. He'll correct you if you need to be corrected. He corrects people. And He does it so gently, so lovingly, so that we got that wonderful understanding that we can take it with us and then treat other people in the same manner, with the same patience, with the same love. And that's, we gain wisdom from this. You know, we gain wisdom. I gained a lot of wisdom from these things. So when I reconnected, I value my connection. I value my leader. I'm not putting him on a pedestal. Some people with the carnal mind would think, oh, he's kissing backside. He's putting him on a pedestal. He's a Sandgate man and all this. Like, you know, you can say that if you want, but it's not true. Because I know my heart and I like to explain my heart and how I see things. Because I'm not anyone's puppet, but God's, nor is the one I connect to. He's totally for God and he looks to God and he's not looking for anyone to hang on to him. He works with the hungry ones. He doesn't suffer fools gladly. He really doesn't. Like, if someone's not hungry, he doesn't give the time. Because time is valuable and we're not to cast our pearls before swine. Someone that's not want to listen, someone that's not humble, think they know it all, it's just like throwing your pearls under the feet of pigs. Seriously, that's just how it is. Jesus called the things how it was, didn't he? Like with that lady that, oh Lord, come and heal my daughter who's possessed with the devil. Oh, it's not fit for me to give the bread to dogs. He called her a dog because of the lifestyle and she was outside of the house of Israel. But what got the attention? It was the faith. But even the dog's Lord. No, she recognizes authority, but even the dog's Lord eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And he said, great faith if you've got. And he said, be it unto you according to your faith. And the daughter was healed, right? See, it's like there is a standard. There is a line. It's not that we just do our own thing. We're free to do our own thing. But if we're moving with God, with purpose and unity, then you will get the blessings that everybody else is getting. You see what I'm saying? Because you're practicing and moving in the same direction. This is what we're doing on this Zoom fellowship. The ones that are practicing, the ones that are listening and taking it to their heart, not thinking they know it all, but just stay humble and okay, I know these things, but I will put this into practice. Then you'll start to see the change. If you want to see something happen different, not just be happy, because any of us can make ourselves happy. I can put on a nice film and make myself happy. I can go and sit by the riverbank in the sunshine and make myself feel happy. I can go shopping if I want, make myself feel happy if I go clothes shopping. Not interested in food shopping. Or I can make myself happy and go for a nice Indian curry or a nice roast dinner. We want the joy. We want the joy of the Lord living in our heart, because we're doing those things unto God and we're just really practicing this way, this life and this living. There's nothing else we would do. We're humble, we're meek, we're ready to receive, and we're bold to speak and to declare and to point out the state of people's hearts as He shares it to us, as God works in us to share out to people. Like, this will be touching all of everyone on here in many different ways. It could be a correction or a reproof or an establishment to someone. I don't know. I'm just speaking. I'm speaking as God's energizing me. And that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to speak by the Spirit. And this is exactly what I'm doing. I'm being obedient to my Heavenly Father by giving what He wants me to give. Some people don't understand it, you know. And if people argue with you, let them carry on arguing. But we set the example. We love. And we also give a lot of forgiveness as well. That's what we're supposed to do. I got a lot of forgiveness given to me, especially when I said some not so nice things. But the forgiveness, because anyone that's walking by the Spirit of God will be walking in love, will be walking in forgiveness, will be walking with a tender heart, will have their eyes open, they'll be wise as serpent and harmless dove. We'll see what, there's nothing that goes past me, because God is my navigator. He's given me that Holy Spirit. Yeah? Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern the spirits. Nothing will go past you. When you're walking with God, someone might be saying something or doing something you don't even know, but God will let you know. He lets you know the hearts of the people, even if you're not with them. Especially if you're leading people. You know what's going on. And you can't really say anything to them because God's shown it to you just for your awareness, so that you can walk by the Spirit. You can avoid devil spirits. You can avoid conflict. You can avoid the negative words and negative attitudes, see? And then when time's to speak, then it'll be powerful and that person will have deliverance, you know? So it's like God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. And that's what we should be living, virtuous lives, happy lives, prosperous life, even if things come up, you know, because we can be healed, we can be delivered, we can be set free, we can be corrected. If we're wrong, if we said something wrong, you know, like lots of people, I say stuff wrong at times, but no one's on my case. I know when I've said something wrong and I'm like, oh dear, I should have said that. Maybe that was not a thing to say, or I might portray myself in a wrong manner or put something over. And I do that quite a lot, you know, so I'm there correcting myself, but that's fine. I'm human like everybody else. I'm practicing to say the right things at the right time. But I know one thing, I am moving with God and I'm very confident in that. And I know God's working with me and I know He's given me words. And I know we're going to see great things happen because God's called us to this. How serious you are is how far you'll go with it. If you're not really, there's people at different levels. There's different levels of this walk, you know, and I'm not going to measure you. I can see by what you say and what you do and what's going on. That's how we can tell where people are in their walk. Just look at their life. Look at their words. Look at their attitude. Look what they're doing. Look at their responses to you. Look at their responses to the truth when you're speaking it. You know exactly where they are. I'm not to judge that. God just lets you know where they are. And then what do? Well, I better watch what I say, because this person gets freaked out or this person might take it in the wrong way. No, say what needs to be said. This is what leaders are. You know, and we lead. We set by example. And that's what we do. So it's not all about knowledge. It's all about walking by the Holy Spirit, and God will give you what you need. And He can give you knowledge when you need it. If you need to be knowledgeable about something, He'll give that to you. And He can show you from the scriptures something that you may have never seen. He can open it up to your eyes. He can illuminate you. And then He can give something directly from the Spirit that is not written down, but goes along with what the scriptures is. And so listen, I want to see results. Like, you know, we've got to be to a place now. God can bring you to that place very quickly, doesn't matter your age either, that we want to see the results of what we're doing. We want to see the fruit. We want to see the labourers. Now, we know things take time and it's all God's good timing, but it shouldn't take years. The wrong doctor will make it take years. The right doctor will make it take months. And Zangate has shared lots with me, like with these wonderful leaders, when they begin, it's months that they start to change. They start one, and there's months because they're following exactly. They're not doing their own thing. They're listening to what's being said and taking it on and practicing it. See, this is where we got to get to if we want to see the results that we've been desiring, that we've been talking about. Like we talk about India, we talk about Nepal, been there many millions of times, and I'll continue to go as much as God opens the door for me to go there, and I'll continue to go. If we want to see those things that we see with our eyes and hear with our ears and taste it and touch it and see in ourselves, then we got to live the life that goes with it. God has to be first. Seriously, this is a big deal. A really big deal. And God, you know, you can say to God, where haven't I got you first? Because I want to receive everything that you've got for me. I don't want to do this through law or fear, or I better do this, I might not have you first in that area. It's because you want to do the things with God. But is he really first? What comes first, you know? I don't miss any meetings. Like, this is what I've said this before in the past and, you know, maybe judged on it, but I don't care. Because I won't miss anything. As much as I can do something, I'll be there. Whether I'm in hospital, whether I'm on holiday, whether I'm in the loo or in the bath or in the shower, as much as I could be on a, I won't miss things. Like, and I don't care what my family says about it either. You know what I mean? No, I'm doing this. You can do what you want. I'm not stopping you. Carry on. Or you can come and join me. Up to you. I'm supposed to set the example. I'm supposed to be the leader. I'm not supposed to be. I am. I am the leader. I'm setting a good example for everyone. And I know that now. I'm beginning to realize things about myself that other people see and I don't see about me. Because I've been looking at me as the old Lawrence. But now God's opening my eyes, changing me around. And then, so when God starts to do that, then we start to walk in the way that he shows us. You know, because all of you are, no one's different on here. I'm not better than anyone on here. But I should be the least serving. That's what I'm doing. I'm serving. Like, you know, you could all judge me if you wanted to, couldn't you? Oh, is he think he is? What is he on now? You know, you could be thinking all those thoughts and maybe you have done in the past or at times. And that's fine. I think we all may have those thoughts about each other at times, you know. But that's carnal. We know that's carnal. We know that's not spiritual. So when we think a negative thought, we just dismiss it. We don't even focus on it. We don't even dwell on it, you know. Or if someone says something to you and it's not quite nice, or you may have taken something in the wrong way, why are you getting hurt by it? Are you that weak? We got to realize, like, we're weak if we're letting little things hurt us. Oh, well, he said this. Well, did you go and ask? Did you mean what you say there? I took it as an offense because you said this. Let the person explain themselves. You might have it totally wrong. And we all get it wrong. I get it wrong. But then I'll ask. I'm bold enough to ask. What did you mean? And then I'm like, oh, right. Oh, okay. I thought you meant this. And they're like, ah, right. No, misunderstanding. See, so communication. And there's no misunderstanding when we're preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the goodness of God. People understand the power of God, you know, even if they're not born again, they'll understand when you're speaking from the right hand of God, from the mouth of God. We're literally speaking from the mouth. Our mouth is his mouth. My mouth is God's mouth. You speak for it, God. And there's people, I had a lovely phone call from someone from my past. And they called me, and it was, I had a lovely conversation with them yesterday, and he was, you know, saying, oh, I love you, mate, and how's the family, and my love, and he really meant it, and I know he meant it, you know. And this person don't waste his words either, and so he just thought, well, I'll just give you a call and all that, and it was really nice, like, the conversation I had. See, because we had an impact on people's life. Me and Kim have had impacts on people's life. God, by us, have had impact on people's life, not us. Like, I want to give the glory to God because it is God. And because we've always spoke the truth, because we, no matter where we were in our walk or in our fellowship with other people, we always had fellowship and we always spoke about God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We always shared our faith. We always shared the goodness and love of God. We always showed and extended the grace and love of God to other people and blessed them with what we had and the little that we had at the time as well. You know, we always had our door open to people. We always had a meal for people. We always kind of lived this life, and that's the life we like to live. That's the life we should all live. Like, all of us got that heart. We're not closed doors to anyone. Even strangers, we're not closed doors to it. You know, because we can entertain angels unaware, right? It says that. You let someone in and you feed them, look, give them hospitality, give them a room, and next minute they vanish. And you know, we could entertain angels unaware. We're not aware that they're angels. God says that. It's in the book of Hebrews, you know, and it's true, and it's happened for many people, you know. After the fact, you understand, after they've vanished, after this miraculous thing has happened. Like, this is the God we serve. We serve a mighty God who moves in signs, miracles, and wonders. And I've been thinking of the testimonies, like in Nepal. Look at the testimonies of where there was a big fire in the Indian mountains, I think it was. There was a big fire, and the lady was trapped, so the fire was coming up to her. She had nowhere to go. And she closed her eyes and prayed to God, and when she opened them, she was at the bottom of the fire. When the fire was going up. All these different testimonies I've been thinking about of what God has done. You know, people with leprosy, people with blind eyes, people that couldn't speak, people with polio that couldn't walk properly. All the great miracles and the many testimonies of people. I mean, I remember meeting four people in Kampo that had been raised from the dead, from a young child to an older person. And their lives have changed, you know. This is the power of God. We're missing out, mate. I am not missing out anymore. No, I want to see these things. I'm expecting these things. In fact, I titled my last sharing I put up, Are You Expecting From God? We need to expect from God. You know, God says, ask me, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know of not. You receive not because you don't ask. I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. What are you asking God? Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Like my Finney, my grandson Finney and my Maya, if they want to earn money, like I said to Finney, come up on Friday, and I said, take my tray out for me, Finney. He said, do I get paid for it? He wasn't afraid to ask. I said, yeah, you will. I'll give you something for doing that. And I did, because they need pocket money. So like granddad likes to give them pocket money. But I also get them to do something, so they don't get, they've not got the mindset you get something for nothing, in a sense, you know. So, that, like Maya, she saved up for her dad's birthday, when it was Nick's birthday the other week. But about 3 or 4 weeks before that, she wanted money to buy him a certain present. So she needed money. So I said, okay, well, I'll give you £5 for making me a cup of coffee. So, and I'd done that, so she had an avenue to earn, yeah. So she earned her own money to give, buy the birthday present for Nick. And then Kim took her to the shop when she saved up enough money and bought the present for her daddy. I think that's beautiful. She earned that. I thought that was a really good example to give her. I could have given the money easy, but I didn't. Like God was saying no. Like, let her earn it. It's fine. She can make a coffee, won't her, and you can enjoy your coffee. It's a good exchange. But she learned something from it. So now they think they can earn stuff by doing stuff, you know. And that's a good mindset to have. But they can also go to God as well. You know, we give them those examples. They know about believing. You know, leaders lead. Leaders set the example. But we've got to up our faith there, guys. Like, and it's from the heavenly words. The heavenly words will build up the temperature of faith. To the point that you'll start seeing laborers, you'll start seeing the signs, miracles, and wonders. If you're getting anything other than the sound doctrine, it's being made lukewarm. It's being watered down. You know, you're not going to see the fireworks if you take the gunpowder out. Like, so really, like, we want the gunpowder of God that's going to give those beautiful fireworks that we can see the beautiful ray of display of the heavenly fireworks of God, you know. From the heavenly words, the sound doctrine, which will make your temperature of faith right, high level, to the point that when you minister, you're demanding healing. You're demanding a manifestation of that healing. When you tell a devil spirit to leave someone, you're expecting it to go right, and they will go. Those devil spirits have to take their marching orders. When you speak with faith, they go. Even if they try and stick around, you use your faith, they will go. And so, you know, we're leaders. Let's walk like the Lord Jesus Christ, because we can. You can do the same works that he done and greater. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. God is energizing you. God is working in you. Leaders lead. And this is what I'm doing. I'm leading. This is what you need to do. Do the things you've been encouraged. Like, really, if you're not getting the results, you're not doing that. You're doing it your way. You know, do it God's way, which is with God. Okay, God, I received these words. I went to India. What do I do if I want to see the word move? Okay, well, we encourage people to speak in tongues as soon as they're born again. Then we encourage them to speak by the Spirit. Then we encourage them to honour God. And then I knew the rest. I knew about the connecting. And then so I come back and I share those things. And I practice those things. And I stuck to those things. And I'm still practicing it and teaching it today, 5 years later. And it's producing great results. And the people that are following that way and sticking with it are becoming stronger. Yeah, sometimes it might be quiet. Sometimes we might not see something happen. Or we might not get the abundance that we want immediately. Does that mean to say God's a liar? No, every man's a liar. God's not a liar. God's not a man that he should lie. We just need to be patient in those times, and we don't need to doubt. God, I know you're faithful. Yes, I know I gave my honour in you, but I haven't seen the results yet. But I know you're faithful. I know that you've got the abundance and provisions for me. Yeah, I've ministered healing, but I haven't seen the manifestation of the healing yet, but I know I'm healed by his stripes. So by his stripes I was healed. It's the confession. We need to say the reality, the truths and reality of what's there in the spiritual for it to manifest in the physical. So we need to use this all the time. It's all the time. And if there's areas you're struggling, then look at what you're doing. Look at the heart you're doing it with. Are you understanding what's being spoken? That's why we have the one-on-ones. You can bring the things up there if you're not understanding anything or you're not seeing anything. But if you don't see anything, don't worry. Because God is faithful. You'll see something when he wants you to see it. Little old Ananias there praying. Acts chapter 9. He was praying. Faithfully praying. That's all he done. Faithfully prayed. And then bang, all of a sudden, by revelation, Lord Jesus appeared to him. Go and heal Saul. Right? But Lord, he's come to, you know, persecute the saints. Go and heal him. He's a chosen vessel unto me. And then he obeyed and he went. And he probably had apprehension. He probably had fear maybe. But he went. He obeyed. And sometimes just because you might feel afraid doesn't mean to say you've got a spirit of fear. Sometimes that's where courage comes in, when you're afraid to do something. You carry on and do it if it's right and God's showing you to do it. And even if you've got fear there, but that's where the courage comes. No, be strong, be of a good courage. Joshua must have had fear. But God encouraged him. And he said, be strong and of a good courage. Be very courageous. To be courageous means you are overcoming internal thoughts and feelings that are trying to stop you from moving forward, right? You want to talk about emotions. That's what it is. So sometimes you just need to be courageous and watch God be with us in those situations, you know? And God does want you to prosper, by the way. Yes, financially, with money. Expect it. What are you expecting from God? If you just want to get by, you can get by. God wants you in a great position to be a blessing. This is what it's all about. That you're blessed and you're a blessing. You're not just winging it. Just about scraping by at the end of the month. No, God doesn't want that. God's saying, come on, my children, believe. It's time to believe. It's time to move. It's time to declare. In every area that we've been encouraging, it's time now to see, God's upgrading us so that we can see these things. You know, that we can see the laborers manifest. We can give our testimony. Oh, God's given me a key laborer and so and so. Now there's 500. Now there's 50. Now there's 100. Now there's 1,000. In US, in UK, in Europe. Yeah? He doesn't want us to stay in this position where we've been. Now he's been building strength all this time. Now it's going to be the manifestation. The next 5 years, manifestation of the blessings of these things. We've done 5 years of doctrine and practice. Now, next 5 years, by the grace of God, unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, now we start to expect from God. God wants you to expect from him. 100% expect. And be bold. And don't worry if you say something wrong. Like when you share today, be bold. Let those words flow, baby. They're be there. And they're going to bless every person on here. Because we all need the encouragement all the time. You know, and God is just so good. And I love you. You're the best.